I'm joined in the studio by Laura and Summer, who are both client liaison managers from The Beeches in Brentwood, which stands for Luxury Senior Living with Award-Winning Care. This is the care that you dream of in your senior years, your freedom, your independence, your own front door, along with bright apartments and on-site care. It's like a luxury hotel, great restaurants, a coffee shop. You've got an array of activities from painting, music, organising days out, and the care is second to none. As I said, it's award-winning. So, good morning, girls.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, before we start off, we have to say there's a lovely lady out there called Jill who's listening at the moment. She's, would she do that?
Yes, she will, yeah.
Hello, Jill.
Hello.
How are you? So we just have to give her a quick mention. What would Jill be doing at the moment?
Enjoying her summer holidays.
Oh, she's having a rest.
Yes, and well deserved.
Yeah. So. You need to pour out a margarita around now, Jill. It is, it's come out at 11:33 and you are on holiday. You'll find it will help with your day.
It absolutely will.
Yeah,
it will.
Two or three of those, you'll be having the best day of your life. So good morning to Jill, thanks for tuning in. Now, you are from The Beeches, which is based here in Brentwood, and you come in every couple of weeks. Let me just stand up, Summer, because I can't see you. There we go.
Okay.
That's better. It's because I've got a very short neck.
I'm very short. I'm a garden gnome size.
Now, tell us, just in a nutshell, about The Beeches.
Well, The Beeches offers accommodation for residents who are looking just to have a bit of luxury and maybe with a little bit of care in their later life. We offer care and we offer nursing, really any needs that we can cover. So you'd be part of our lovely communities. We've got an assisted living community and also a dementia community, which is called Woodlands. So everybody is welcome. If come in for a cup of tea, a piece of cake with Summer or myself, and we'd love to show you around. If you've got an inquiry and you're just not sure what to do now that Mum or Dad or a relative needs a bit of care in later life, so do pop in and say hello and we'd be happy to help.
And this is the top end. Whatever you might have seen with you know, care homes of people sat around in chairs watching the television, and the smell of cabbage coming out from the kitchen because somebody's doing all that is nothing compared. I mean, you know, if you want your mum and dad or your relative to go somewhere that's absolutely spectacular, go and have a look at The Beeches. It is like a luxury hotel. Everybody's always smiling,
as
I said, when you go in there. And they've got a great coffee shop, restaurants. And it's not just that you know, you've got peace of mind knowing that your relative is living in their own apartment with their own front door. It's safe, secure. And their washing to their food to the restaurant to going out is all taken care of. And there's somebody there 24/7.
Yep.
Yeah, lovely. I'm moving in tomorrow. the age is from 60, isn't it?
65 we do admissions from, but there's the odd occasion that we'll look at admitting somebody younger if they need the care.
Do you know what you want to do? Tell your bosses, right?
Huh?
I think they've done this over in a couple of other countries. They're doing villages now, aren't they?
So they are.
You've got your post office, because people now have to plan, because we're living longer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the last mate, because people are going to start living up to, you've got residents over 100, but we are getting to that stage where you retire maybe at 60, 65, 70.
Yeah.
You've still got another 20 or 30 years. We are living longer. So these places that they build where they've got their own little post office, you can go for a walk in the park, but they're all residents that are over 65.
They are really amazing. Actually, you do look at them and think, I want to have a look at that.
I love it.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, it'd be great, because you could have your own fashions and all sorts of, you know, doors just not let grandchildren in. I'd cut those off straight away.
But it'd be like your own mini EastEnders. Can you imagine? You'd all like meet in the laundry at a certain time. You'd all go into Kathy's cafe.
I think it'd be brilliant. And they do have places. There's a couple, I think it's over, I don't know if it's Sweden, but a couple of places.
They do.
They've got that.
In America, I think they've got quite a few of them as well, actually. But yeah.
Because you could just say, well, actually, I preferred the fashion of when I was about 40.
So let's bring it back.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
Just giving us another idea for an event.
Yes. There we go. Now, you've come in and you get these little brochures printed very often, actually, which are really lovely. And they're the Summer and Winter Events Drive 2018. Only a small, limited amount of it, because you do events all the time, but these are the major ones that are taking place. So let's go through them.
So we've got Bollywood Comes to the Beeches on Friday the 10th of August, and it starts at around 2:30 till 4:00. It's going to have Bollywood cuisine, Bollywood entertainment, dancers, and it's just something different.
Mm.
We find that quite a few of our residents are very, very well travelled, and they love to talk about where they've been and what they've seen. And this is just something that will help them relive that memory. And it also gives the staff an opportunity to dress up and be a bit silly and provide the entertainment, as well as the professionals, of course. So it's just going to be a really lovely, fun afternoon, lots of colour, lots of yummy food and lots of entertainment. And everyone's welcome to come in and join.
I love the sound of the food.
Yeah, the food.
So I went off. Then I'll suddenly find myself eating something spicy. It's lovely. You've also got street food and a Calypso Carnival as well.
We have, yes. So this is later on in August, on Friday the 24th. It's a bit longer, this one. It's 12 till 4 o'clock. So we, again, there's a little bit of focus around food because all of our residents love the food.
Yeah.
But we'll be doing cuisines from around the world. And we have got the most magnificent man called Kirk, who has steel drums. And I kid you not, if you shut your eyes and listen to his music, you could be on a beach in Barbados, and it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
So again, lots of fun, lots of colour, just enjoying the summer. And there more than likely will be some alcohol involved, because our residents do like a little bit of a drink in the summer. So
yes. Do you want to come?
They're adults, they're allowed.
my eyes flashed then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Now the beaches, I can't believe it's been 5 years.
It has, since we opened. It will be, yeah, on the 5th of September. So 5 years open on the 5th of September. So we're having a birthday party.
Yes, and it's going to be entertainment galore, lots of reminiscing with the residents, and then again, more food,
more drink.
So if you like your food.
It's a party.
It's just like going on holiday. Isn't it? Like, and then you were saying, because we're all in the heat wave at the moment, but then you've coming up to Halloween, you've got ghouls, ghosts and Halloween.
Oh, yes.
We have indeed. So we don't really miss an opportunity to have a bit of fun at the beaches, and we try and keep our residents as active and as involved as possible. So we're going to have a bit of a murder mystery theme on Halloween. And get, you know, a few games and get a few of the residents involved, and again just entertain them, and provide lots of yummy food and spooktacular refreshments, as it says in our brochure. So
it's food again.
It's food, yeah.
It's always food.
Do you like pumpkin pie? Anybody, do you have pumpkin pie?
I like pumpkin latte.
Oh, I didn't know you'd get that. Mm-hmm. Posh. I'm looking at some of them.
I'm pretty sure Starbucks do that, or Costa, or somebody.
I've had pumpkin pie before, which I was kind of... It's one of those things when you start eating something like that. It's, well, I'm not really that keen, but I'll eat it anyway.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
I'd give it a go.
She's very fit now. She goes to the gym, so that's probably got more fat in it.
No, the lattes are a treat.
They're very calorific, you know.
They are. They
calorific, are. I like that word.
I know my words. Make a memory weekend. That's Friday the 26th and Saturday the 27th of October.
Yes, so we do this every year. So what we do is we invite the families and the friends of the residents in, and it's their opportunity to make a memory with their loved ones. So we have a photographer booked, and they will take photos for you to cherish and to keep. And again, drinks and nibbles served in our Redwood Cafe all day. But this one is going to be a little bit more of a relaxed event. So it goes on over the Friday and the Saturday, and it just... Especially for residents who've got family sort of further afield, if they don't want to just come and visit in a day, then they can come and visit, and there's obviously local hotels and things they can stay in, but they can make a real weekend of it.
Yeah.
And for us, it's a case of the more the merrier. So if you're thinking about visiting your loved one or a resident at the beaches, or just to have a little nose around, then that'll be a really good day to come in and say hello and see what we're all about and see why community is so important to us.
You'll be saying, why is Michelle here again? She has no relatives here, but she's been to 8 of our events so far and stood by the buffet the whole time and drunk all our booze as well.
You're our VIP.
Yeah. Who's that slumped over in the corner? Get rid of her. Now you've got Fun and Forks. That's on Monday the 5th of November with Tony Harris.
Yes, he's going to give a talk on the legend of Guy Fawkes, and then he's going to be transported back through time as he talks about the events that nearly changed the course of history, which our residents, we hold weekly history clubs, and our residents really love that.
Yeah.
So it's great that he's coming in, and again, there'll be more food and drink.
And then you've got the Beaches Christmas Fete, which is on Friday the 7th of December. Yeah, when do you start getting all your Christmas stuff out? When does that come for you?
I wouldn't have thought until at least November, surely.
When do you put up your tree? Is it
October?
Is it?
Oh, is it?
Well, your tree goes up in reception, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Lovely grand tree and mince pies.
Here we go.
Wine.
More food and
here
drink.
We go. Again.
So this is on the Friday the 7th, and it's a fete.
Yes. So what we're doing is we're putting on loads of different stalls and activities on throughout the day for our beaches Christmas fete. So we'll have lots of goodies on offer for our visitors to purchase for your loved ones and just enjoy the experience of seeing the beaches with all of its festive cheer. It's quite a special place to be at Christmas. So yeah, like Summer said, mulled wine and mince pies throughout the day, and there'll be a traditional choir as well, so a nice bit of music as well. And we know how excited everybody gets about Christmas, especially our residents, so again, it's just be swept up in the festivities and just come and really have a good time, really enjoy yourself and get ready for
If people are there on Christmas Day, do you do Christmas dinner? Is that
I believe the restaurant does, yeah. We make a fuss. Obviously, our residents, this is where they live now.
Yeah.
And they've got their own apartments, so we always make a fuss over Christmas. Mm. Again, families may come in and visit or take their residents out for the day, but anyone who's still with us in the beaches will make a big fuss of.
It's like Harry Potter's, isn't it? Some people go home for the holidays and others stay.
It's perhaps not a castle, but it is quite grand. The ideas that people have about care homes and you know, this may be the last place you move into. Yeah. Well, yes, it might be. But if you've still got, you know, 5-10 years of life left, that's what we celebrate. We don't, you know, there's no focus on the negative with us. It's all about the positive, and we just make the most of every single one of our residents and just celebrate with them every day. Every day is a joy.
And it's also because there's so much you can do just because you get to a certain age. And although my mum's mobility, nothing wrong with her, mine, she's still active. I said, if you wanted to do something, you can still do whatever you want. You can go out on a date. I don't mind.
Of course,
you know,
we
if you want to go out on a date. But she wants to go out with somebody younger.
Seated Pilates as well happens quite often.
Right.
And for those ladies and gents who do struggle with their mobility, they absolutely love it. So all sorts is available.
You should see my mum's feet. Not that that's a request, but her legs. I went there yesterday, and I took over because my sister was there, my nephew, and I took over the fan just to keep her a bit cool. But I took it away again because I'm not that generous. I needed it for when I went to bed. Say good night. See you later. But I looked at. I went. You've got the legs. I said of a, you know, a 30-year-old, because her feet are absolute. She's diabetic, but her feet are beautiful. Mm. No hard skin. Nothing on them.
Oh, very nice.
Painted red toenails. She's 88. She is.
Is she?
Yeah. Fantastic. Full makeup. Painted nails.
Love that. Mm. Why not?
Exactly.
We've still got ladies who walk around, you know, fully made up.
Yep.
And we think it's because of our hairdressers that we've got on site as well. They're always in there. And why would you not? At the end of the day, it's their home.
Yeah.
When they pop down for dinner, it's a bit like going into a restaurant. So if you want to put your glad rags on.
Mm.
And again, that's what the events are all about.
Except mum was wearing a pair of leopard skin leggings the other day.
Oh, very nice.
Maybe not with the stripy top.
Oh, no.
She's a little bit eccentric in her fashion. Thanks for coming in. It's always a joy to have you in the studio. Don't forget, if you want to find out more about the beaches, it is Signature Care Home, and that is based in Brentwood, and it's luxury senior living. So you can find out more about the beaches if you go to all the W, signature, get my words out, -care-homes.co.uk. And thank you, girls.
Thank you very much.